6:47. It's Wake Up Kenosha, Bill and Pete. Well, my cries have not fallen on deaf ears, Pete, because thanks to my beautiful wife, who I could not function in this world without, and who is upstairs listening right now as we speak, I am enjoying a delicious cup of my favorite instant coffee this morning.
Yes, that was very, very nice of her to do that. And she had just a lovely message for you, too, as she dropped the coffee mug off, didn't she?
She said, I love you very much, dear, and I wish I would have brought these sooner
for you. No, I don't think that's what I heard.
I don't know. Is that... No?
I believe the phrase I heard was, I wouldn't want you...
What was that, dear?
What was it now? Oh, yes, the two-week-old coffee.
Yeah,
oh,
we have right now in our carafe. Which shows you how often we make coffee in this house. Right. Our regular coffee pot, coffee there from 2 weeks ago.
Now,
oh, jeez. Even I'm disgusted by that.
Yeah, that's not.
Dear, go ahead. Feel free to dump that.
Yeah,
she'll get to it. No, actually, she said when she brought she brought three coffee cups down for me.
Yeah, well, that's good. So we got
and she
a few.
Said, the exact quote was, I wouldn't want you to have to put your leg on.
Get it?
Duh!
Hey, listen, that thing's got to breathe.
Breathe,
okay?
Right.
It's got to rest.
You know, that comment by the lovely Mrs. Lawrence.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
She is. She's a lot smarter than I am.
Enough of that.
She should be doing this, not me. So, thanks to my wife. A hot cup of Joe going down good this morning.